Manasseh became king at the age of 12, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. When he came to the throne, the land of Judah was at peace and prosperous, because the people were faithful to God. Hezekiah, Manasseh's father, had done what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He had made the priests put the temple in order and serve God, according to the law of Moses, and had forbidden idol worship in Judah. He had broken down the pagan altars and destroyed the statues that his father Ahaz had set up, and God had blessed the land during his reign. But Manasseh did not follow his father's example. He undid all the good that Hezekiah had done. For many years, Manasseh was probably the worst king that Judah had ever had. He rebuilt the high places and set up idols and Asherah poles to replace those that had been destroyed. He worshipped the sun, moon, and stars, and built shrines to all the pagan gods. He set up altars and put carved images in both courts of the temple of the Lord, and practiced sorcery, divination, and witchcraft. He consulted mediums and spiritists, and even sacrificed his own son in the valley of Ben-Hinnom. He led the people of Judah and Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. Manasseh also put to death many innocent people in Judah, so that Jerusalem was filled with the blood of godly men. He was extremely wicked in the sight of the Lord, and provoked God to anger. The Lord spoke to the king and his people through his servants the prophets. They announced that such disaster would come on Judah that the ears of everyone who heard it would tingle. "I will stretch out over Jerusalem the measuring line used against Samaria," said the Lord. "I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and hand them over to their enemies, because they have done evil ever since the day their forefathers came out of Egypt." But Manasseh and his people paid no attention. So the Lord sent the army commanders of the king of Assyria against Judah. They took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon, which at that time was part of the Assyrian Empire. In his distress, Manasseh sought the Lord with all his heart and humbled himself before the God of his fathers. He prayed earnestly, and the Lord was moved and listened to his plea, and he was restored to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he alone, is God. So he got rid of the pagan idols and removed the carved image he had put in the temple, as well as all the altars he had built on the temple hill and in Jerusalem, and he threw them out of the city. He restored the altar of the Lord and ordered the priests to offer sacrifices on it, and told Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. He also rebuilt the outer wall of the city of David and stationed military commanders in all the fortified cities of Judah. He was the only king to begin his reign by doing evil and end it by doing good. When he died, he was buried in the grounds of his palace, and Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. He was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he ruled 2 years in Jerusalem. Amon did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done, and sacrificed to idols and carved images. He served foreign gods and did not humble himself, but sinned more and more. So his servants conspired against him and killed him in his own palace. But the people of Judah took the murderers and put them to death. Then they took Josiah, the king's son, who was only a child, and put him on the throne. Next episode, the reign of Josiah.